The 69th annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors continues in Detroit today. The gathering brings together the leaders of cities with populations of more than 30,000 residents with business and federal leaders. Tomorrow, President Bush will talk to the 300 mayors there about his faith-based initiative for assisting the poor, which will give federal funds to religious organizations for social programs. The atmosphere at this year's conference is uncertain. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the mayors face a cooling economy, as well as a new administration with a new urban agenda.
The last few years have been kind to America's cities. Welfare, crime, and unemployment rates are down. Tax revenues and populations are up. Incoming Mayors Conference President Mark Morial, a Democrat from New Orleans, says urban living is making a comeback.
The 90s, particularly the last half of the 90s, well, the best period for cities since maybe the 50s or the early 60s. And when you look at the numbers, the cities of America, the metropolitan economies of America, really drove the comeback of the nation's economy.
But when mayors look at the numbers now, they see a slowdown. They see factories closing and layoffs mounting, and nagging reminders that not even the longest economic expansion in U.S. history could erase fundamental inner-city problems. House Minority Leader Richard Gebhardt, widely believed to be testing the waters for another presidential bid in 2004, tapped into those concerns yesterday. Gebhardt called for tax breaks to revitalize urban buildings and for legislation cleaning up abandoned industrial sites known as brownfields. He said school districts need to reflect the modern world with universal preschool and after-school programs and upgraded facilities. And he got high marks from the mayors when he said that federal money, historically a small fraction of school budgets, needs to grow.
Now I know that, you know, everybody says you can't just throw money at the problem. Well, I'm not talking about just throwing money at the problem. We need standards. We need accountability. We need testing. We need to know that if we're putting a lot more federal money into public education, we're going to get the result. I am for all of that. But to think that we're going to modernize the schools of this country without getting serious at the federal level about doing more for local education is a pipe dream.
Gebhardt also called on the mayors to push Congress and the White House to enact election reforms designed to end the disenfranchisement of minority voters.
This year, not next year, it'll be too late next year. This year, passing a law that puts real resources so that in the next election, nobody is turned away wrongly and nobody who votes has their vote not count. We must be able to accomplish that.
The Democrats' promises of more federal money for urban problems is a perennial favorite here, but not with everyone. Outgoing Mayor's Conference President Brent Coles is the Republican mayor of Boise, Idaho. He says Gebhardt has the issues right, but he prefers President Bush's approach of cutting taxes and enhancing state and local flexibility.
I don't think we just say to the federal government, we want all the money from you, tax us more, and then send it back through some formula back to the cities and the states and the school districts. What we're saying is give us tax relief, give the citizen of our communities more opportunities to tax themselves locally and fund these kinds of services.
Cole says the president has already demonstrated his willingness to work with the mayors, inviting them to the White House and now coming to their annual meeting.
The president is addressing our issues, and I think one of the things we have to do is say, are we going to support this president? This president has put an agenda item out there, and he said he's going to come here and he's going to address the faith-based initiatives that he's working on. The mayors across America have faith-based initiatives. Are we going to join with him? I think it has to be a two-way street.
The Democratic mayors say they do want to work with this Republican president, who won election without much support from urban voters. They're hoping he'll bring proposals and a promise of resources designed to help America's cities thrive as the economic boom times subside. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Detroit.